The Equal Rights Amendment was a powerful force decades ago in the U.S., but its momentum slowed and not enough states ratified it by 1982 to make it official. Nationally, the effort made little progress, but 23 states, mostly during the lack of federal movement, added equal rights amendments to their state constitutions. Arizona isn't one of them.
The state House voted to adjourn early yesterday rather than debate the Equal Rights Amendment. Tucson Democrat Pamela Powers Hanley initiated the call for debate to ratify the ERA. Democrats were met with a Republican motion to end the day instead. Powers Hanley says it's appalling that the Constitution still lacks equal rights for women.
Nearly 100 years later, after the ERA was initially proposed, women at all income levels in the United States make an average of 77 cents on the dollar compared to men.
Gilbert Republican Eddie Farnsworth argued against the ERA, saying that not only does the 14th Amendment protect women's rights.
This hurts states' rights. In Section 2 of the ERA, it shifts much of the responsibility and authority to the federal government away from the states.
But the fight for the ERA is continuing in other states, and with me to talk about that is Marcia Mercer, an independent journalist who wrote about the ERA for Stateline. Marcia, did the ERA seem to disappear from the public consciousness, and why has its relevance been renewed?
Well, it did seem to go away, but it was actually never ratified, and it sort of simmered along for several decades, really. And then when the Me Too movement got started, I think a lot of people started looking at women's rights in a different light. And then last year, much to many people's surprise, Nevada actually passed the Equal Rights Amendment or ratified it. And they then other states realized there were only two states that were needed to ratify, and they're off to the races.
There was a 1982 deadline. How do states then still get a chance to do this? It may be just a very basic answer, but I'm a little bit confused.
Well, it might seem like there was a deadline, but Congress set it, and Congress... It's not in the Constitution, surprisingly enough to many people. The Congress says two-thirds of the states have to ratify, but it doesn't say by when. So since Congress set the deadline and they did extend it once, then people say, well, they can extend it again or they can even waive it.
So what would the Equal Rights Amendment, if in fact three-quarters of the states go ahead with this, what is actually in it? Would any of it feel dated, or does that tell us something else? Because maybe some of it doesn't feel as dated as it should.
Well, the wording is pretty straightforward. It says equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex. That's the meat of it. We have had in the interim since 1972, when Congress originally sent it to the states, we've had a number of civil rights laws that cover women, but it would in fact have more. At least proponents say it would give women more rights as equal with men.
Have you had a chance to look into what states we're seeing? Because in our politically divided times, it seems even more so. We're seeing sort of that red versus blue state thing. Are we seeing some cases where states, well, like Arizona, they're considered more conservative, are slower on the uptake for this?
Well, yes, I think it's definitely a red state, blue state thing. I mean, Nevada last year passed it, much to the surprise, but it happened after the 2016 election when the Democrats took over the legislature. There was before that, people tried, and many states, they try year after year to pass the Equal Rights Amendment, and it goes nowhere, mainly because Republicans are opposed to it. The states where there seem to be some action are the states where there are Democrats in control. And they are, and Virginia just had an election, but it didn't actually tip the election to be Democrats in control. So it failed to get out of the assembly.
Can you recall how long the Equal Rights Amendment, the push was going on? Was it something that was generating headlines and some momentum, but let's say that the big push didn't go on for very long, or was it something that did extend for a while? And the reason I'm asking it that is because if we're thinking about momentum for it today, whether because of the Me Too movement or something else, is there a time where people get fired up about something for a short time and then it loses momentum? Is there danger in that, or is really the momentum just starting to build?
Well, I think what happened was in the 70s when this was a very hot issue in the 70s, and it seemed like it was going along, and the opposition came. Many people may remember Phyllis Schlafly, and she was really a force of nature. I mean, in a way, on this issue, because she almost single-handedly, many people say, was able to stop it. And it was propelled, it was going along, and she was a very strong opponent, and she went into many states, and she was very, very strong in her opposition, and the legislatures then suddenly stopped doing it. We had reached the last state that really ratified was Indiana. That was in 1977. And then, so it's just kind of been simmering along since then. I think that what's happened has made it seem like it's more possible is because of the Me Too movement and the fact that women, they're more, since the election of 2016, more women, the Women's March, there's just been a lot of, I talked to state legislators who say they've never seen women as engaged in issues as they are now, and this is one of them.
During the 2016 presidential race, of course, there was the hope by many that Hillary Clinton would become the first female president, and yet there were a lot of females who obviously did not vote for her, and we often see things divide along party lines. Is the Equal Rights Amendment something that, is this the type of issue that would bring women together like many others would not, or would we still see those political dividing lines?
Well, I do think, I think you're seeing more women interested in equal rights now than you have. I mean, obviously people are interested, have always been interested in equal rights, but the fact that there isn't, I think a lot of people thought this amendment was already in the Constitution. I think it's surprising to people when they find out that there aren't, that women aren't considered equal. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, has said she would like to see, be able to tell her granddaughters that that men and women are equal in this country. And that would be because it's in the Constitution.
Marsha Mercer is an independent journalist who has recently written about the Equal Rights Amendment.